Yes, you. I don't know about you, but I feel this lecture is a total snooze fest. I don't even know what page we're on. You're not very talkative, are you? What? Are you like super shy or something? That was a rhetorical question. Even in this dim lighting, I can see the flush of pink in your cheeks. So I bet you're wondering, why would I be talking to you? You know, I see when you stare at me, even though you try your best to be discreet. There's a few things that give you away. You always pick a seat close to me, and you fix your hair right before you sit down. I've gotten to know your routine quite well. It's also really obvious every time you stare at me in your peripheral vision. Do you ever pay attention to the lessons? I bet you don't even know what page we're on either. One thing that you never took into account is that I might have been watching you too. What? I think you're cute. I know many people would assume I wouldn't waste any time with such a shy and reserved little person, but I never liked being predictable. I also love to play, and you look like a bright and shiny toy to me. Is that what you think about too? Me playing with you? You're not the only person that thinks that way about me. I'm used to the attention. I want to know what you spend all this time thinking about. Clearly, nothing about schoolwork. I'd love to see a piece of the fantasies you've created in your head. Oh, your hands look a little unsteady. Did you drink too much coffee? Or is it me? Do I intimidate you? I tend to have that effect on people, but they don't usually grab my interest like you have. So, what do you say we get out of here and actually do something we're both interested in? Well, we can just stand up and walk out of here. This isn't high school. They don't really care if we attend their class or not. So, what do you say? Look, if you're scared, you can take my hand. Well, I'm going. One. Two, three, and now we walk. Oh, don't forget your backpack, sweetie. Good job. Come along now. Doesn't freedom feel so good? No, I have a class in 45 minutes that I actually plan on paying attention in. 45 minutes is still plenty of time to have some fun, though, so follow me into here. Yes, this is the janitor's closet. They won't need to use it again until after school, so no one really has any need to be in here. That's why I chose it. Oh, you look so lost. Don't know what to do with yourself, huh? Arms crossed. Shoulders and head slumped ever so slightly downwards. If I weren't mistaken, I'd say you look kind of scared. You know, I can talk a lot softer if that makes you feel more comfortable. Yeah? Do you like when I talk to you like this? Oh, well, I like it too. Why don't we get you a bit more comfy? I just so happen to have a soft little blankie right here. Why don't you lay down on it? That's it. Now lie all the way back and put your little head here. There we go. You look much more comfy now, sweetie. I put this bag in here earlier. I had hoped you'd be joining me this afternoon. You didn't disappoint. Why, honey, when I told you I wanted to play with you, this is what I meant. Do you not want to play? Oh, you do? Okay, well, then you have to trust me. Are you embarrassed to be exposed in front of me? You shouldn't be, because I find this so sexy. Don't you see? This is how I like to play. What a rooty nudie. I want you to try and be comfy around me. I know it's hard considering these fluorescent lights really put you on display for me. I could do something that would make you feel really exposed. Ready? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you enjoyed that. Now, the reason I took your clothes off was for this, right here. Have you ever worn a diaper like this before? Apart from when you were a baby, of course. No? Now, I don't tolerate being lied to. So I'll ask one more time. Have you ever worn a diaper like this recently? Mm-hmm. Want to know how I knew you were being dishonest? I told you I have been keeping a close eye on you. And I saw one of these peeking out of your jeans not so long ago. Then after that, every so often, I would hear a soft crinkle when you sat down. Like this. I was so curious that I did a little research. And there's a few possible reasons. One is incontinence, but they make very discreet diapers for that, and I noticed your unicorn diaper was anything but discreet. So I have a feeling this is for enjoyment. Plus, anytime I crinkle, I can see it pleases you. I'm always up for trying new things, so I want to put one on you. On that note, lift your little bottom. I picked this one because I thought you would look so cute in it. Oh, oh my goodness. I put way too much on. Oh well, it smells so yummy. I'm guessing you have a few more classes after this. Oh, whoops. It's not exactly subtle, is it? How does it feel, though? Oh, do you like it? I knew you would. I'm surprised by how much I like it, too. I brought along a few toys as well. What do we have in here? Some of my Barbies. I haven't played with these in years, but you might want to. Some dinosaurs. I found these in my little brother's room. Look how cute. I think this one is a Stegosaurus. And some cute stuffies. So, go on. Don't be shy, little one. Let's play.